Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iran's government's trying to tighten the screws on the church. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
if we start turning over names and ID numbers, they can start tracking back on who these people are, what their background is, and they could come under the fire of that apostasy law.
Naturally, that demand is causing consternation among believers and church leaders.
Pray that those leaders will continue to have that wisdom, not only in dealing with and encouraging the believers, the people in their congregation, but also in dealing with the government authorities and being able to stand firm in their faith, but also to be respectful and winsome in a way to present the face of Christ.
Next, you wouldn't want to attend a church where the pastor never went to seminary. But in our last installment of our series on global action, Phil Long, the president, says not all Christians get to make that choice.
62% of the world's pastors have no formal training and will probably never get any formal training from Bible school. A lot of these pastors have less than a sixth grade education.
So Global Action created GLOMOS, the Global Module Studies Program. In under a year, untrained pastors learn seminary basics. And Roy and Sarah Mwanza of Grace Ministries Zambia have a big family, and it's growing. The couple lives with their two children, some relatives, seven orphans, and 10 deaf teens in a home called Safe Haven. It's a shelter for deaf young ladies who've been raped and abused. It's also home for the deaf young adults who have been discarded by their families or don't have families at all. Pray for continued spiritual growth of these young people. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. You know you want to. If your name's drawn, Global Action will send you to India to distribute blankets to the needy. Call 1-800-995-4828 to enter or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.